This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Mosques around the country are going to be crowded again tonight as Muslims observe Ramadan. Security in many or possibly most places could be high. Threats and acts of vandalism directed at mosques and Islamic centers around the country have been on the rise in the wake of Paris and San Bernardino and Orlando and the presidential campaign, it should be said. And mosques have been forced to take extra precautions. Protection that Marketplace's Rima Kreis reports comes at a price.
Outside the Islamic Center of Southern California, an armed security guard stands tall, arms folded back. Inside, there are surveillance cameras, a lot of them.
Up in the corner over here, you can see one hanging from over there that we've got. We've got cameras in the lecture hall as well.
Omar Ricci is the spokesperson for the Islamic Center.
Now that we're looking at it more consciously, it feels a little bit Orwellian.
32 cameras. That's on top of 5 security guards brought on after the attacks in Paris and San Bernardino. All that protection runs more than $70,000 a year, Ricci says.
For us and for other mosques around the nation, it's just a cost of doing business right now.
Osama Shami gets that. He heads up the Islamic Community Center of Phoenix. It was vandalized 8 times last year, including after Donald Trump called for a ban on Muslims entering the country.
Somebody broke expensive windows to the office. We had people shooting bullets at the mosque.
Shami says repairs cost the center about $4,000. It also invested $20,000 on security cameras, money that could have gone toward Syrian refugees or finishing construction on a woman's bathroom. Another problem?
People are scared to come to the mosque, so donations go down.
So does enrollment in Sunday school, which has dropped by 50%. Zainab Chaudhry is with the Council on American Islamic Relations. She says government money is available for security. Mosques can get up to $75,000 through a FEMA grant.
Unfortunately, because there is a lot of red tape and bureaucracy, it presents an obstacle for mosque leaders oftentimes.
Even worse, Chaudhry says, many don't even know the grants exist. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.